Okay.
No, that's the dangly bits off of the potatoes that you don't like.
The dangly bits.
Dangly bits.
You always peel those off. You're like, oh, what's this? I don't want that on my potato.
Anyway, welcome to the Councilcast. This is episode 173, being recorded on July 6th, 2021. The council is now in session, and as with every week, we'll make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random piss? Oh, God.
Shit. And little background and next to no expertise.
I'm sorry, guys. All Councilcast
decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever. That's okay. You missed last week.
I know. And, I'm out of practice.
And that was that threw you off. So, you know, for all those listeners out there who definitely can see all of our episodes that are out there, they are very upset.
Yeah. Well, luckily nobody saw last week because Silas continues to not edit them. It's just this running at this point. If I start editing them, like, it just ruins the whole thing. So I doubt we ever get an updated episode.
The only way you're ever going to be able to see the council cast from here on out is if you catch us live.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all she wrote.
Well, the only way you're going to catch Wally Funk in space is if she's in a rocket ship with Jeff Bezos.
Bezos!
I don't understand.
What did Mercury 13 do exactly?
It went to space. In very broad terms, I'll start there.
But where in space did it go?
Yeah. Can we see a map? Can you pull up a map on the screen?
Can you pull up a map of space really quick?
Yeah, could you pull up a map of space? Oh, there. Loka's got one. Loka, yeah. Could you show us on the map of space there where Wally Funk flew?
Right? Right up your ass.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Okay.
Second star to the right and straight on to right up your butt.
But yeah, so Jeff Bezos and Blue Origin, if you remember a couple weeks ago, we talked about how he and his brother were going to ride the first crewed mission to space. And they're going to bring a third person along. They actually auctioned the seat off. For like, I don't know what it was, $28
How crude
million.
Was it?
Super crude.
You said it was the first crewed mission to space.
Yep.
It's how crude was it?
3X. There you go.
That's very crude. Too crude for scood.
Too crude. So apparently Wally Funk was one of the Mercury 13 pilots who was apparently in an early astronaut program for women, and apparently she is going to be going with him to space, finally.
Why am I just hearing about this?
No.
Because you don't read the topics.
Way. No way.
Yes, way.
Okay.
So they are going to be flying on July 20th. She is 82 years old.
Wow. What?
Good for her.
She'd be the oldest lady in space?
I think she actually might be the oldest person in space. Because I think
that's probably more appropriate. She's planning on dying there?
That's the plan.
Oh my God.
When I'm about to die,
I just had a really bad joke. I'm not going to say.
Do you mean after you die, Grandma? No, when I'm about to die.
Neat.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one, but okay.
Oh, and it says in 76 she was turned down 3 times to go into space.
Why?
Yeah.
Now that she's 82, she's going to go right up.
So, wait, what's her background?
She was an
astronaut.
Yeah, basically. She was an astronaut in training for basically a long time. She was a pilot who trained for the Mercury program and eventually went through all the training for different programs. Never made it to space, though.
What a philanthropist.
Huh.
What a great, great man to let a lady go to space.
It's pretty cool. I'd say thumbs up.
Yeah, you know, I give it a thumbs up. I like that he's bringing someone who has some history with space.
Hmm. For what?
You ever watch Big Bang Theory? Logan, I know you have. Remember the time when Buzz Aldrin was on the show and he's handing out candy to kids on Halloween.
He's like, and I was an astronaut.
I landed on the moon. What have you done with your life? It's like this 8-year-old kid. That's what I thought. So you think you deserve a Milky Way? Anyway,
well,
I'm glad it's this lady and not Buzz. I mean, Buzz is all right. He's all right, I guess. You know, but whatever.
I hope they bring Buzz Lightyear. That'd be better.
Wow.
Sure. But you know who
yeah,
is?
Yeah, thumbs up.
Also going to be going to space. And is probably going to beat her is Richard Branson. He is going to be going to space with his Virgin Galactic rocket and beat Jeff Bezos and Wally Funk.
What? I don't understand this race, by the way.
It's the space race 2.0.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't get it either. Why are they all racing to get to space?
Like, oh, I'm going to be the first person to get there. Behind like hundreds of other people who have been up there, like what are they? What is this race?
The first owner of a company, it seems like, to go to space. I mean, I don't really get it either. But everybody is super excited. So,
well, we haven't talked
what
much
does this
about
mean
Virgin
for us?
Galactic.
Hold on, time out.
Okay, so now Bezos also has a rocket.
Richard Branson is only 70, so he's not going to be the oldest person in space.
Richard Branson is sponsored by Under Armour. He's wearing Under Armour into space. An Under Armour space fit.
Okay, so are there three guys trying to go to space? There's Bezos, this Branson guy, and then who else?
Musk.
Your mom.
Musk. My mom, 4. Okay, yes, I forgot about that.
My mom's rocket company.
Yeah.
Whoa, that sounds way too close to mom's rocket company. Okay. And mom's oil.
Are there any others, though? Are there any others?
Sure, probably.
But
you don't know who they are.
But Elon Musk is he falling behind? Is he spending too much time on his Tesla truck?
I don't think he's planning to go to space at all. I think he's actually trying to go to Mars first. He's probably going to be on the first Mars mission.
Spending too much time on his Tesla truck.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Sure. But yeah, Richard Branson's apparently going to go on... if those guys are going on July 20th, Branson is going on July 11th, this Sunday. Less than 1 week.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
Well, you know, I guess thumbs up for Under Armour making the first space fit.
I wonder how long until I can buy that. I mean, doesn't that look like a pretty cool spacesuit?
An outfit for space.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'll give Under Armour 2 thumbs up.
In this picture, why does he have a gavel?
He's fighting. He's
going to judge the aliens.
Is he going to smash that lady in the face with it?
Looks like it. I say thumbs down for gaveling older people.
It looks like she's a younger person, but okay. Thumbs up for using a gavel in space. That's disturbing.
Bum, bum,
ba. Yeah, well, you know what isn't as exciting is getting spied on. So everyone's...
Man, I love getting spied on.
Everyone's favorite audio recording program.
I was like, I love SpyDot.
Yeah. Don't you like SpyDot?
SpyDot.
But yeah, everyone's favorite audio editing software, which we actually use exclusively on the CouncilCast, Audacity.
Well, they're getting a whole lot of juicy bits from us.
Yeah, they are.
Audacity, which is a open source audio editing software, apparently was acquired by the Muse Group last May. this last May. And apparently the company that purchased them apparently changed their data privacy policy. And it now looks like they're going to start collecting information about you. For I have no idea what reason whatsoever.
Big data is where it's at.
Big data is where it's at.
There you go. They have since updated, so apparently a bunch of people cried out about this. I mean, how can a company do this? This is absolutely ridiculous. How can anybody expect to spy on us? Facebook. But anyway, they apparently have come back and said that, hey, actually, just kidding. We're not going to collect any data from you. This is a huge misunderstanding. So I guess if you want to get spied on, or maybe not, don't upgrade to version 3.0 and keep what you've got before. Stay on your 2.4.2 version.
Interesting. So what you're saying...
Throw your hands in the air, if you're a true hacker. I love it when you call me Big Data.
So what you're saying is...
That was create clever.
That we had some recent news about somebody complaining about something.
What are you getting at? Get to the point. You're so slow. Oh my
god. Oh my god.
Hey, yep. Logan,
this mic is so not
Logan,
worth
your
it.
Mic is on.
Great.
You know, I'll give this 2 thumbs up. Why the hell not?
You know, I give this a thumbs down. I mean, these guys coming in, throwing their big money dicks around. I mean, this is absolutely
BDE,
unacceptable.
Some big dick energy.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt's not on. That was a Solar Opposites reference.
There you go. But yeah, I guess use Audacity at your own peril going forward.
Yeah, I would agree. Thumbs down. Thumbs down for hacking, not hacking, maybe hacking, giving up on hacking, the whole hacking thing.
Yeah. I hate hackathons.
Turn down for hacks. Come on.
Yeah. Turn down for what?
But you know who isn't getting hacked is the creator of the internet, who just sold the source code for the World Wide Web as an NFT.
What?
For $5.4 million.
What?
Yeah. Seems like he got off.
Yeah, and here's the transaction happening live.
What? Yeah, so apparently Tim Berners-Lee, who apparently has a copy of the source code for the World Wide Web that he had written, sold it off as an NFT for $5.4 million. Turns out, after he did this, I don't know if it was the person who bought it or what, but turns out there's an error in that code. So, yeah. Good luck trying to steal the internet. It won't
again,
work.
Again, I said, here it is happening live.
What? I'm very confused. I thought the internet was untraceable.
I thought the internet was a small box.
With a little red dot on the top.
A little red dot on the top. Yeah.
It's housed on Big Ben. That's where it gets the best reception.
And they let us borrow it for the day?
Yes.
The internet overlords. Wait, the overlords of the internet wanted me to have the box. How was that nice of them?
That was very nice of them.
Well, maybe
you can sell it.
I'm super confused about this. I don't understand. Oh, 64 bytes. Yeah, I'm super confused by this. So I'm going to give it a thumbs down because it scares me that I don't know what's going on.
I would just like to say, if the person who bought the source code for the internet is listening to us, send it to me and I'll fix it. for $2.7 million and send it back to you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure
payment
out, like,
upfront, no refunds.
How is there any value in this? Like, this is just code. Like, somebody could just redo it and say, hey, I have the source code for the internet.
No, I have the source code for the internet.
Wait.
No, I have the source code.
You know, I give this a thumbs up for
tricking people into giving you $5 million.
Yeah. Nice job.
Well, I own the internet. Well, it doesn't. Isn't your code broken? Yes. So I don't own a working version of the internet, but I still own it.
Yes, I own it, and I sold you. Did I say I was going
to
sell you a
working
company?
Here it is next to a. Here it is next to a really old can of cat food.
Well, you know,
move on to the library. It's all busts of Ted Nugent. Come with me.
Well, you know, if you had that many busts of Ted Nugent, maybe you would have one that's microscopic, and you might need this microscope that a bunch of scientists in Germany, because, you know, who else would have done this, built a microscope out of Lego bricks.
Oh, nice.
All I could ever make was little houses.
So apparently what they did was they actually salvaged the lenses from old smartphone cameras, and that's the only non-Lego bits, but everything else here is built by out of Lego parts.
I think you meant to title this article "Holy Shit, Batman." I think that's what you.
I don't understand. Why is it so interesting? I mean, it's Legos, but do they use it?
You know,
for
Robin,
great research?
Robin would have made a really good on the scene reporter. That's a good yes. point. That would have been hilarious. What's the deal? What are we talking about?
So apparently this was the reason for this being so cool is that it basically costs nothing if you have a bunch of Legos sitting around in an old smartphone. But apparently it's a professional entry level microscope.
Professional entry level microscope.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. Someone could really win the science fair with this thing.
Wow.
College level.
What I did was I took my sister's Legos and broke my dad's phones.
I could definitely see that happening.
And now you could see.
You know, it would actually be a really good science project idea for like maybe if you have a kid. They say that it's kind of made for people around 9 to 13 years of age. So, you know, it could be a kind of a cool project for you to do with your child when they get that old. Hmm. You know, I think it's pretty cool. Also, they have like a whole schematic for how to build it, just like real Lego instructions. So you don't have to like try and figure it out yourself. They tell you how to do it.
That's nice.
That's
of them.
Cool.
Aww.
Thumbs up for instructions.
How sweet of them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm gonna give them a thumbs up. That's pretty
thumbs
cool.
Up for instructions.
Thumbs up. Yeah, I give it a thumbs up for coming up with a cool new idea for Legos. Why not?
Every time I think Legos have just finally become obsolete, they turn around and do something like this again.
Now, is Lego, are they in the space race as well? Because that would be interesting.
That'll be next week.
First,
somebody built a rocket
Lego
from
ship,
Legos.
First Lego ship into space.
First Lego drone pieces flying.
First
off.
Lego shit into around. Space.
You know, it was interesting. We were watching fireworks the other night, and there were drones. I thought they were like glowing pieces
UFOs.
Of like fireworks, just kind of floating away from the explosions. But they were not. They were hovering steady and moving around, and they were actually drone lights. And there were drones all over the place taking pictures of all the fireworks.
Oh,
so I think Legos should get
in there.
Are you
sure they weren't spying on you?
Well, I mean.
Thumbs up for spy drones.
Maybe they're Audacity drones, and they were out there just trying to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, something that does come from space is the internet. If you have Starlink, you apparently cannot attach your satellite dish to your car in the state of California.
Especially
well,
to the
front.
Well,
you can't do anything
you
fun
picture.
With your car in the state of California.
Well, everything in the state of California causes cancer, so...
They had that dish strapped to the front of the car. How could you see the road?
I honestly have no idea.
So stupid. I mean, put it on the roof of the car at least.
That's what I don't understand with this whole thing. Like, why did they think the hood was the better location?
Strapping a satellite dish to the hood of your car. No, that
they
would
probably
be
weren't tall enough to put
problem.
It on top of that Prius.
I'm not sure what you're implying there.
Just saying that the front of the car is easier to reach.
Apparently, the driver who got a ticket told the officer that they were using the antenna to get Wi-Fi for a business they run out of their car. Apparently, they do it while they drive.
Yeah, that's not going to fly.
That doesn't work. That's pretty funny.
I am curious to see, like, if you would it work if you strapped it to your car? Like, do you think it could get you internet? Maybe just not on the front of your
theoretically,
car.
Theoretically, if it's got power.
Hmm.
That's all it needs. Maybe. It's shooting up in space, so all it needs is power.
Ah, apparently SpaceX has requested authorization from the FCC to connect its terminals to moving vehicles, so apparently they can.
Called Fly Away.
Suck, though. They have to put a satellite dish on everyone.
Yeah, the solution's called Fly
Away.
Well,
they're probably making satellites that you can, like, just magnet to the top of your car. So
I don't,
it's just a flat.
I don't think you need a dish that's this big, though. Like, I've got satellite radio in my car, dishes. And the satellite receiver is, like, tiny. I mean, I don't think you need a dish this big.
The early era of satellite TV, you need one of those dishes on the top of your
just for all you viewers watching, in case you didn't know what it looks like. It looks something about
8-foot
like
wide dish.
It looks something like this.
Great.
That is an image right from the officer giving him a ticket.
Yep.
I thought they were related. I did not know.
Just for reinspection, the officer is the one with the hair giving the other guy a ticket who has the face.
Hair.
Who has the face.
Yeah. You know, I give this one a thumbs down. This guy should have figured out how to use a roof mount.
I don't know. I give it a thumbs up. Ingenuity, man. Ingenuity. And also, I give that officer a thumbs up for giving this guy a ticket because that was stupid. But ingenuity. So I guess two thumbs up.
Yeah. No. Thumbs down. Two thumbs down.
All right. Well, I think with that, we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week. Anybody want to pitch something to Mr. Musk tonight?
Yes.
I have one too. So whenever you're ready, whenever you're done.
Okay, I'll go first, I guess. I want Mr. Musk, remember PF Flyers? Remember those shoes? They're guaranteed to make a kid run faster and jump higher.
How many times are we going to recommend this as something for him to create?
They don't work that way. So instead, what I would like him to make is some tennis shoes that actually do make you run faster and jump higher. And I want them to be so good that they immediately get banned from all professional sports. But then players will try and sneak them onto the field. Kind of like, you know,
Pine Tar.
When Pine Tar or, you know, steroids.
Steroids, yeah.
You know, anything like that. Like, that's performance-enhancing drugs. Yeah, yeah.
Performance and
they'll scratch, like, when they scratch up the baseball and they get a little something. Yeah. No.
What's it?
I
doping
want it
thing?
To be those. Yeah. Blood doping.
Blood doping. Blood doping.
And these shoes. And rather than PF Flyers, I want them to call them Musk Riders. Yeah.
Nice.
Or Musk Flyers, whichever he prefers.
You know, I really like that idea, and I'm gonna give that a thumbs up.
Nice, thank you. I tried really hard on that one.
Yeah, because it reminds me of something I'm gonna pitch because it's gonna remind me of. You remember those Heely shoes, the ones that you could just like lean back and you could wheel around on your heels?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Musk should bring those back, but instead of just on the heels, they like make an entire rollerblade for you.
Ooh.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
And then you can just like click your heels together and they pop away so you can walk out.
I do like heel clicking. So you'll be like, there's no place like home, and then you can get there faster because you're on rollerblades.
Yep. I like this. That'll work. Have to get deployed with heel click. Gotcha.
Ouch. Nice catch. I want to have Elon make shoes into the rechargeable batteries for your phone. And I want the shoes, as you're walking, to recharge. And then once they're recharged, then you can hook a cord from the back of your shoe into your phone to charge it. And then when you're done, you can take off walking again, and it will generate energy to recharge your shoes, and you'll perpetually go down the road.
Yeah, kinetic pump in the heel.
This is a great idea. I'm all about this one. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
These are some really good shoe ideas tonight.
Maybe they could put the wheels in there too. Think about it. You get tired of walking, and then you rollerblade, and it charges even faster.
What if it had a motor in it, so you didn't even have to push yourself? It could just drive the rollerblades.
Nice. So essentially, you're putting one wheels in your shoe, but it's charged by when you walk. So like you walk a bit, then you roll a bit, then you walk a bit, then you roll a bit.
Exactly.
Neat. This is...
Yeah. And you know, now that I have learned that electric motors are way faster than gasoline motors, and that the only problem is charging and storage of energy and that type of thing. So these little wheeled shoes could really book, I'll bet.
Oh, I bet they could.
They could really go.
They could probably knock you right on your ass.
There you go.
Well, they're rollerblades. They can do that on their own. Oh, man.
All right.
Logan, you got anything? Something with shoelaces, maybe?
Shoelaces made out of paracord. So when you never mind.
No, actually, you know what? No, I will.
He wants him to invent something that goes on your feet that protects your feet from the surfaces that you might walk on.
I'd like it to be spray on.
They're flame retardant, so you can
spray on socks that protect your feet from everything.
Spray on shoes that also, when you spray them on, construct a little rechargeable wheelie thing.
That spray on socks
combine that all are of a the bugger to get ideas. Off.
We rip them. Right I just off. My idea is that I want all of your ideas to be recreated in the form of a spray on shoe.
Great. Okay. I love that idea.
I love it
because it includes my idea.
I thought for sure you were going to come up with shoelaces that are from woven together paracord, so that if you need them, you know, like in an emergency situation, you would have.
You could parachute with them.
Actually, I thought he was gonna propose shoelaces that are made of marijuana, so that Elon Musk can just smoke them.
Oh, that's nice.
Whenever you're in an emergency, you know.
And then 10 years from now, after the shoes have been out for a bit, like all the cool kids would be like, "Yeah, whatever, go smoke your laces," and it like be a huge diss.
Oh, that'll be a thing.
Smoke your laces.
Where you been? Smoking laces. That'll be a thing.
Yeah, and like they'll sneak them into classrooms and be like, "No marijuana shoestrings in the class."
Yeah.
And then they'll make everybody take their shoelaces out of their shoes. And so
I don't care if it is legal.
Like dogs will be sniffing shoes. Yeah.
I don't care if it is legal. It's illegal for you to have shoes with no shoelaces. You know that.
This will literally bring back the rise of Velcro shoes and slip-ons.
Oh, Silver Series. I love those.
All right. With that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for listening. For those of you who found us live, or if you ever get this edited on the show, you might be able to watch this later. If you somehow are listening to this and want to check out all of our past episodes or check us out live, you can go to YouTube or councilcast.org or iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org.
Cool.
Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.